Hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. Before I introduce my guests today, just want to remind people that we now have an app on our iPhones. You can just go to your app store, download it, and you can have us anywhere you want to go for free. Anyway, it's an exciting week here in Jerseyville. We got the Jersey County Fair going on. And one of the biggest draws to the Jersey County Fair is the Demo Derby, which happens at on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Yep, 5 o'clock. They pack the house for that. And with me, I have the head guy, the promoter, that makes these crashes go the way they should, Nick Rimby. Welcome, Nick.
Hi.
Hello, Nick. You're from Greene County.
Yep, Greenfield.
Oh, Greenfield?
Yeah.
Okay. Good people come from Greenfield.
That's what everybody says.
I originally came from Greenfield, so yes. Anyway, so Nick, you live in Greenfield, you farm?
I work for a farm, yes.
Yes, okay. How'd you get into demo derbying?
Probably like 99% of everybody else, my dad.
Your dad?
Yep.
Was it kind of like a dad-son thing?
I was kind of surprised the first time. I didn't know I was driving. He already had the car built, just said show up at his house at 9 o'clock Saturday, and I showed up. My car was done, put my name on it, and there we went.
How old were you?
16.
What a gift for a 16-year-old.
Yep.
Were you just like smiling ear to ear on that?
Yeah, he even let me keep the check and the trophy that I won. So.
And you won right off the gate?
I didn't win the whole derby. I got third, I think, but yeah.
That's pretty cool. How many other dads do that for their sons? Have you ever heard anybody else doing that?
Yeah, I mean,
being a surprise like that's
total surprise, probably not like that. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I can see working on it together and
lived with my mom. You know, they were separated. Whatever, lived with mom, so I wasn't there at dad's all the time. He put it together without me knowing, and it was there.
Is your dad still in the area?
Yep, he lives about a mile away from me.
All right. Well, yeah. A shout out to your dad. What's your dad's name?
Brian Rimby.
Brian. Yeah. A shout out, man. That is a cool gift. You know, I remember when I was 16, my dad and I worked on a vehicle together. We bought one that was kind of needed some work on it, you know, and we worked on it, and it was really fun to work on it together.
We got to do that a lot too, but it was because of my heavy right foot.
Your heavy right foot?
Yeah. I think my first truck, we put three motors in.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, so this demo derby, you are the promoter not only for Jerseyville, but you handle a total of
six counties. Yep.
So what's your job as the promoter of the demo derbies? What do you do?
It's getting the rules together. Trying to keep the rules where everybody's wanting to run that set of rules, getting the guys there that day to do the inspections, you know, getting the cars in the right line to get them on the track, working with fair boards on payouts.
Uh-huh.
And I know I'm forgetting a whole lot of stuff, but
it sounds like plenty.
It's plenty.
Yeah. Now the rules. I had heard when I was talking to Phil Ringhausen earlier, he said he'd really worked hard, and I guess you were the person, to try to get all the counties that ran the demo derbies to have the same rules. Why was it important to have the same rules?
Well, the main thing is how expensive these cars are. If you got the same rules, you can run this derby, but if you have bad luck, you can go the next week and maybe repair them a little bit and still make the next derby.
Uh-huh.
To where when it used to be one derby had one set of rules, well, you had to build one car for that derby. You know, when it used to be like that when I was 16, you'd still buy a car for $7,500.
Right.
Now a car's $1,000 to $1,500. Some of these guys got upwards of $10,000 in a motor. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And they get banged up.
Yeah. They get banged up. And with our rules, you can run them, fix them a little bit, come back. And still get some run out of your car. And there's nobody ever going to make a living off a demolition derby.
Right.
But at the same time,
it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's an expensive hobby. So trying to make it to where they can get the most out of their money like anything else.
Now, do people get sponsors for their...
There are some guys that get some people to sponsor them, you know, tire shops, automotive shops, yeah. Whatever. Uh-huh. They give them a little bit of money, but it's
for the most part, it's kind of like out of your own pockets.
Yeah, it's when they give them money, it's usually, from what I get told, it's enough to put the sticker on the door.
Now, back to your dad. Was your dad a Derby driver?
Yes, he has won every county around here except for our home county. He's never won Greene County.
Oh, okay. So, but he's won every other county?
Yep.
Yeah. So what's the magic? What's the secret to being successful in the Derbies?
That I can't tell you. It's a whole lot of luck.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, you could have all the brand new stuff and it can break, where somebody's got the old stuff and it holds together.
Well, what are the rules? Tell us the rules in the Derby. I mean, you're saying they have the same rules. So what are the rules for the six? You know, of course, they all start lined up opposing each other, right? Or they start in a circle?
It all depends on how many cars we got on the track. A lot of times, since we have five different classes, we don't have heats. Where you used to have heats, you'd have 20 cars in a class. You'd go down to four. They'd go back, fix their cars, come back for a feature. Now, for most part, every class has one run. So if there's only five in a class, we line them nose up to the wall, and you go from where you want. Okay. Sometimes we get a little creative and we'll put them back to back in the middle or something.
Uh-huh.
It all depends on car count.
Okay. So you're saying now there's classes. So basically, a car, you enter a car in a class and it just runs that one episode or what?
Yeah. So like we have a lighter build class and a bigger build class, or a heavier build, I should say, for both compacts and full size. Of course, we've got the vans too. But like if we run the lighter build first, and if they think they got a car that can still survive it, they can bump up and run the next class. But
kind of like wrestling.
Yeah, but a lot of times now it's the heavier builds are the lower car count class, so we run them first. So that way, at the end, it's the big show.
Ah.
So.
Okay, well, so what are the different classes?
And
kind of describe them for the listeners.
Bone stock compact, which is kind of your entry level. That's where we get a lot of our 16 and 17-year-olds coming
bone
in.
Bone stock compact. Like, yeah. What kind of car is in that?
It's 112 inches or less wheelbase.
Okay.
So that's...
Toyota or something.
That's your Camrys, your Luminas, your Festivas, okay. And stuff like that. The small cars.
Yeah.
Then we got the limited weld class, which is put more into it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of rules, but you can add some metal and stuff like that. And it's kind of the same way on the big cars. You got the lighter built and the heavier built. And then we got what we call a van class, but you can run a minivan or a compact truck or a small SUV.
Okay. Is that the most popular class?
Or
what's the most popular one?
Right now, it's the bone stock big cars. The
bone full stock?
Yeah. We are starting to gain quite a bit on vans. I mean, we had Sangamon County. It was the best van turnout we've ever had, and we had 11. So
yeah.
that was pretty good. So
okay. Be honest with me, all right? And I know you're – jerseys coming up, but who has that you think the best demo derby consistently? Calhoun, they got a pretty good spot over there.
Man, it's the last couple of years, if you go by car count, the competition has been between Jersey County and the Calhoun County Fair.
Okay, I thought maybe, you know, I knew Jersey was good, but I didn't know if Calhoun was.
I mean, but like this year, we had 60 cars at Sangamon County. Which is great.
Yeah.
We're gaining car counts. My original three is Jersey County, Calhoun County, Macoupin County. And we've built the car counts there. And, of course, this year, Macoupin, unfortunately, they had to cancel because, I mean, the weather. So I don't know what we would have had there, but I'm pretty sure we were going to gain again on car count there. But, you know, we got Schuyler coming up on the 4th, and then on the 10th, we got Morgan County, so we'll see how everything goes.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Nick Rimby with me. He's the demo derby promoter for the six counties in the area. You promote them, but you also, you referee too, right?
Yeah, I'm the guy standing on the wall trying to make sure everybody stays safe. But
okay, so what are some things that people might do that's against the rules?
The biggest one is a driver's door shot.
Driver's door shot.
Not intentionally, but the thing about it is it's going to happen. We don't have rearview mirrors. And some of the guys that have been driving long enough, if they do not want you hitting front wheel, they will pull the driver's door out there and they'll take the shot there. So that's got to be a judgment call on me and my guys of, did you do that purposely or did he hit you purposely? So
I see. So the driver's door, what else is, now you always start, you got to hit, you got to use the rear end of the car to hit, right? Or not?
That's the way it used to be, but yeah. Nowadays most guys drive forwards.
They do?
Yep.
Do they like build around the engine to make it so it won't hurt the engine?
Some of them that do the heavier built class, yes, they do. But a lot of these cars, the way they're designed now, they're tougher in the front end than they are in the back.
I'll be darned. So can you do whatever you want as far as making your car like a tank out there or not?
No.
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 What can't you do?
You're not supposed to stuff your frame. You're not supposed to fill your trunk with concrete. I mean, there's a lot, like I said, to the rules that you can do, but there's a lot you're not supposed to.
Okay, you don't have to mention any names, but what was the biggest rule breaker that you've ever seen, experienced? Concrete in the trunk?
No, a fully stuffed frame where they just took and drove metal in until they couldn't drive metal in anymore.
Did it stand out? Did that one kind of stand out or not? How'd you know that was going
on? The poor guy thought he was going to walk in, walk right through, but the thing was he forgot to cover up a hole and you could see it.
Oh.
So
did he even get a run or did he get
this? No, he got to go home.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, the demo derby is a big attraction and it's fun for the drivers. How about the crew? You know, how do you get people to help you on that? Because that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it's like there's a building of camaraderie with your pit crew. It's they come out to help you build just for the pure and simple fact of watching that car get crashed.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these crews might have one guy driving with 12 or 14 people helping him.
No kidding.
Like Dad and I build, and the day of the derby, there'd be 50 people at Dad's house.
No. Wow. Is that right?
There's probably a lot of them that didn't do much, but there was that many people there just to.
And I'm sure there's no beer involved.
There is absolutely beer involved. That's just
probably a little barbecuing going on.
Yeah, and like now, a lot of the guys that show up, they bring the pop up tents, they bring grills. It's a family event.
Ah, okay.
I mean, a lot of the fairs have rules for age limits getting in the pits, except for Derby Day.
It's almost like a tribal event.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yep. I mean, and, you know, these teams are getting sweatshirts made and they're getting fan clubs. It's.
Okay. But how do they decide who gets to drive?
The guy that pays the money. The one that buys the car and buys all the parts. He's the one that drives.
Okay. Now comes the question. Money. Say I want to get into it, right? So what kind of money is it going to cost me to get in so I can be ready to go next year?
I'm probably way off, but $6,000.
Six? Well, that's not as bad. I thought it might be more than that.
If you want to be a very competitive and actually try to go after some hardware, now there are guys that, you know, they'll buy a car for.
What's the best car? What's the best car to win? What are you thinking?
That comes down to the driver, too. I mean, you can
Come on. There's got to be some cars.
Right now, the highlight on the big cars is the Crown Vicks.
Do they even make those anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're.
What year would that be, Crown Vic? What year would you put one up for?
A lot of guys are doing the 9802s.
Okay.
We will not allow an 03 or newer right now because they're. they're built different, and a lot of guys don't want to run against them, and I don't want to scare off all my guys.
Oh, really?
Yep. And like I said, $6,000 is probably way off. I mean, some guys probably come in there with one that they bought somewhere in the weeds, knocked the windows out, changed the doors, and got $1,000 in it. But yeah. I know one guy that has $12,000 in his motor alone. So,
well, and when we're talking, you're talking $6,000. You're not talking about labor.
No, you don't. There's no labor included.
Yeah, because it would take. When we talk about labor, how many hours typically would it take to get one together?
100.
100.
If you worked on it continuously, probably 100 hours.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that. Yeah. What are the, you got the pit crew and the driver, right? And all the fun that goes along with that. How about the fans? I know you have a good fan base, right?
Yes. We usually pack the place everywhere we go.
No kidding.
It's a good problem for the fairs to have. I mean, I don't care how many cars we put on the track. It's never going to pay back the premiums that the fairs kick out for this. That comes from the fans showing up and paying their money to watch. So we get kind of testy with the guys sometimes because they want to go out and rub paint, and that's not what the fans want. They want to see something get junked. So it's making sure that they're having a good time, keeping the flow going from, dragging dead cars off to starting the next class. Because without the fans, there is no demo derby.
Yeah.
Even at 70, 75 cars, which is a good car count, they're only paying $40 to get through. And, budgets of $10,000 plus to pay out premiums, they're not making that.
So you're saying prizes of $10,000?
Yeah, for the total overall classes, they split it up first, second, third, plus your trophies, plus, they got the insurance for the day, all that. There's no way that I could ever put enough cars out there unless we charge $1,000 entry fee to pay back their premiums.
So what you're saying is typically for a fair to put one of these on, they're looking at least $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
way the fair makes it back is they get so many people there that come to the fair and spend money at the fair.
Yes.
And actually just promotions of the fair itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're getting some good sponsors too, but it's kind of nice to sit there and have the fair say, hey, hold up 15 minutes because we still got people wanting to sit down. So,
hey, tell us about I heard about this thing, the scholarship that's going on. Is that just Jersey or is that all?
That's across the six counties. It's a trade school only scholarship for people that are graduating and going to go to a trade school.
Any trade school, yep. Not just mechanic, auto mechanic.
Because as much as I've been to a lot of graduations, we need our doctors, we need our lawyers, and there's a lot of scholarships for that. But the problem is we're still going to have the people that know how to fix air conditioners and electric and cars. And
yeah, for sure. We sure do.
And it's not just, that based. When I looked it up, I think it was in 1966, they still considered, and I know there's somebody out there that's going to hate me for saying this, but a hairdresser was a trade. So
yeah, it's a trade.
Yep. So that, for sure. That's still in it.
Yep. Now the question is, how do you get money for the scholarship?
All the fairs take $5 off the entry fee and kick it into a general fund.
Yeah.
And then almost every fair, no matter what we get, they match. So if we got 50 cars, that's $250. They match $250, but they have put more money into it than that. We usually give out $1,000 scholarship to each county.
Ah, very nice. And you just started this how long ago?
So I had the idea in 2020.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit.
COVID, yeah.
No fairs. We started back derbying in 2021, and I didn't want to throw it out there just then because, we're recuperating. So in 2022, I had a meeting with one of the fair boards. I said, what do you think of this idea? And they jumped all over it, and so didn't the rest.
Great. That's great. Super. So you give a scholarship, one scholarship every year, or maybe more than one?
We give one to each county. Like this year, we only gave out three, but we didn't have any applicants from a couple. So that's something I got to work on, is trying to get it out there more. The guy from Macoupin County, Brandon Oxley, he had done a lot of scholarships, so he kind of heads it up. But it's something I got to help him out with, a little bit more pushing it, so that way kids know about it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Nick, gosh, you got a busy summer ahead of you, don't you? Yeah. So anyway, thanks for coming in, explaining all there is to know about the Demo Derby, Sunday, 5 o'clock at Jersey, and then off to the rest of them throughout the rest of the summer.
Yep.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Thank you. And we'll see you out there.
Yep.